That's a big deal. Psalm 92 this morning. Psalm chapter number 92. Tonight, things will be a little bit different. We will have church, but we're going to have a Thanksgiving service. I'll not preach tonight. What we're going to do is, if you come, I'd like you to come back with a testimony of thanksgiving in your heart to the Lord, something good the Lord's done for you, maybe just this year, this week, something good that you can just thank the Lord. I'd like to take some time and just give honor and reverence to our Lord tonight. Is that okay with everybody? I think it'll be good for us as a church to, you know, show some thanksgiving together, show others that we're not afraid to give thanks unto our Savior. Amen. We're going to talk about this morning and having a heart of praise. But tonight, do come back and come back with a praise or a testimony, just something good, why you're thankful. Everybody in here ought to have something to be thankful for, amen? If you're sitting in this pew this morning, look, you got something to be thankful for, not because you get to come listen to me, but because you get to come worship the Lord Jesus Christ, who's died for you. Is this too loud? Is everybody okay? All right. Be thankful that you live in a place where you can go to church without worry. There are places around our earth that people cannot do that. Be thankful that you have kids. Amen? I'm not looking forward to the day when it's going to be quiet at my house. Now, I enjoy peace and quiet. Some of you are like, yeah, you'll enjoy it. But look, I just don't know what it would be without the noise of children. I'm thankful that I wake up and my children are still there. Y'all with me? I'm thankful for my wife. I'm thankful for my church. By the way, not the building, my church, our family. Amen? I'm thankful for fellow laborers that have the same vision we do to see souls saved. I'm thankful we have a God in heaven that sent His only begotten Son Jesus to be a sacrifice. By the way, we did not deserve His sacrifice. Amen? I'm thankful that despite ourselves that He still offered eternal life to every living creature. I'm thankful we serve a whosoever God, that there's no predestined people who will be saved and who won't be saved. Now, we know there'll be some not saved, but that's because they weren't destined not to be. God said He wasn't willing that any should perish. I'm thankful God gives everybody a chance. Aren't you? I could go on and on of what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful we have a Bible that we can read and glean from and grow closer to our Lord. I'm thankful that when we're in times where really and truly no one else will listen or will want to listen, that we have a God in heaven who said, casting all your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. Aren't you thankful God cares? You ever been in a place where you felt no one did? Raise your hand if you've been there. Nobody cares, but the sweet Holy Spirit of God is just saying, hey, I care. And when you finally swallow your pride and ignore the ignorance of the devil's lies and you say, God, I'm so thankful You care. And you begin to speak to Him and you begin to repent and you begin to ask Him to, and you begin to tell Him you're sorry and you begin to reach out to Him, and then pretty quick it's almost like He's sitting right there with you, physically. The overwhelming emotion and feeling of peace covers your heart. Why? Because God cares. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for a family heritage that loves the Lord. I'm thankful that I had grandparents that didn't give me an option about going to church when I grew up. Y'all with me here? Say, preacher, what, you thankful for a lot of things? You should be too. I'm just telling you a few. I'm just scratching the surface. I'm thankful for a grandpa who taught me, above all, Jesus Christ is important. Y'all hear me? I'm thankful that he didn't teach me that things, carnal things of this earth, were more important than going to church. Y'all hear me? Y'all all right? Hey, I said, I'm thankful he taught me that nothing was more important than going to church. Because he knew that the environment of being in church was going to be edifying and uplifting and strengthening to me. I'm thankful for grandparents who taught me some morals, who apologized not for believing the truth. Y'all all right? Hey, we need some more families like that. Who'll just stand on the Word of God, the truth of the Word of God, and don't apologize for it. We don't need any more compromisers. We got too many of them walking around. They're everywhere. Hey, I'm thankful God, just a couple of weeks ago, allowed His people to get out and vote and maybe spared our country at least 4 more years. Everybody all right with that? If you're not, I'm sorry. I'm not for that baby butcherer. Y'all hear me? I'm against her. That's okay. I'm not here to make you mad. I'm just telling you I'm thankful for a man that'll open up the Bible on Capitol Hill and stand and read out of a King James Bible. I don't know if he believes a word of it. But it ain't about the messenger. It's always been about the message. Y'all with me? The other side said, hey, you're at the wrong rally. Quit chanting Jesus is Lord. Not here. Hey, you know what she found out quickly? That Jesus was bigger than her. Amen? Hey, if you're a Christian, you ought not be ashamed to say amen. She's against your God. She's against Israel. She's against Christians. She's against life. She's against freedom. She's against America. She's against the forefathers who fought and bled and died and stood on the Word of God so that we can have a country that we live in. She's against that. She's for the devil. Amen. But God spared us. How are we going to show Him our thankfulness? Sit back and be comfortable the next 4 years? And in 4 more years lose another one to another one? No. It's time to dig our heels in. Onward, Christian soldiers. Hey, be thankful God spared your country. We were pretty close to not having freedom here in America. Oh, yeah. Think about what they've already done to you. You can barely go to the grocery store and afford to buy groceries anymore in this country. Why? Because of liberal rules. Y'all all right? Hey, I'm thankful we got some common sense, hopefully, coming in to run our country. And I'm thankful that hopefully the majority of them will heed to the Holy Spirit of God in how they ought to run this country. And if they will, everything will be all right. Folks, there's a lot to be thankful for. But this morning I want to ask you a simple question. Do you have a heart of praise? Do you have a heart of praise? Psalm 92, when you're there, say amen. Psalm 92. I'm thankful we can pray before we preach. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You so much, God, for Your Word and for Your truth. Lord, the long list of things that we are thankful for, but often never even say thank You. God, I want to, this morning, uplift You. I want to just praise You. I want to help Your people learn how they could praise You and know You better. God, I just ask You in the name of Jesus, You bind the devil off this service. Lord, if there's a lost man, woman, boy, or girl under the sound of my voice this morning, I pray, God, they'll not hear me, but they'll hear the Holy Spirit of God convicting them unto salvation. And God, I thank You for the ones who've been saved that we're going to baptize today. Not to be saved, but because they are saved. Lord, may we open up Your Bible and teach and teach these young men and women how they can know that they're saved and that they're saved for eternity, and teach them how they ought to grow up in the local New Testament church and become good church members someday. God, that's our job. We can't expect them to know anything. How can I know unless some man should teach me, is what the Bible said. God, let us take our job serious with these. Let us disciple them and counsel them and lead them and guide them. And God, with Your Holy Spirit that leads and guides into all truth, they'll make it. God, just meet with us now in a mighty way in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, Psalm 92, 1 through 5 says this. We sang it this morning. It is a good thing to give what? Thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto Thy name, O Most High. You ever thought about, how many's ever caught yourself singing when you didn't realize you were singing? Nobody's ever done that before. You're just singing for no reason. You're singing, oh, how I love Jesus. I love that song. Sing it with me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because He first loved me. You find yourself singing that. And then, man, sometimes I'll be singing, down at the cross where my Savior died. Down where from cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. And you're saying, glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Hey, how about that verse that says this? I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where He took me in. Sing it! Glory to His name. Listen, folks, you find yourself singing songs like that. There's a reason that song's in your heart, because you have a thankful heart. But oh, when the wrong song's in your heart. You say, oh Lord, preacher's preaching on music. No, I ain't. You wish I was. No, you don't. Look, when you have them songs in your heart, you can't help but be thankful. You're just sitting there, and sometimes you'll be whistling or just humming, and a song comes to your heart. Hey, you know, what goes in is going to come what? And you know, if a good song's coming out of your heart and out of your mind, you must be putting some good stuff in. Folks, listen. Praising the Lord is more than just being saved and showing up on Sunday mornings. Now, are you preaching on being at church? No, I'm not. You don't want me to do that. I ain't doing that. I'm preaching on, do you have a heart of praise for your Savior this morning? It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto Thy name, O Most High, to show forth Thy loving kindness in the morning and Thy what? Faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery and upon the harp with a solemn sound. For Thou, Lord, hast made me glad through Thy work. I will triumph in the works of Thy hands. O Lord, how great are Thy works, and Thy thoughts are very deep. Flip over to Psalm chapter 106. If you brought your Bible this morning, say amen. 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 You'll need it. Psalm chapter 106. The Bible says this in verse number 1. Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord. Then there's what we call a semicolon, which tells us what? We're about to figure out why we should be praising the Lord and giving thanks to Him, right? Y'all know what English is, right? We learned this in English. Simple stuff. A semicolon's there for a reason. Okay? Now we're going to figure out why we ought to give thanks and praise the Lord. Here it is. For He is what? Good. For His mercy endureth for how long? Now how many know if there was nothing else to give thanks for, that'd be enough? How many would say, God's been good to me? Amen. How many would say, if it weren't for God's mercy, I'd be in a mess? Every single one of us. Psalm 107:1, just one chapter over. I love the book of Psalms. The Bible says in verse 1, O give thanks unto the who? For He is good. For His mercy endureth forever. Psalms 100 in verse number 4. Just going to take you through a few here, and then we'll get to the points here this morning. Psalm 100, verse 4 says this, enter into His gates with what? Y'all know the song, I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. How many know that one? I will enter His courts with praise. I will say, this is the day, that's what we teach the kids, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for He hath made me glad. Then it goes, He hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. I will rejoice, for He hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. I will rejoice, for He hath made me. Look, who makes you glad? God does. What should we do when He does that? Rejoice. Praise. Look, think about this. It's hard to praise Him in the bad times, isn't it? Let's just be real. Isn't it? Why don't we praise Him in the good times? You know why we don't praise Him in the bad times? Because we don't even praise Him in the good times. Say, preacher, no. Hey, guilty as charged. You're never going to praise Him when times get tough if you can't praise Him when they're good. We're too busy looking at ourselves and saying, hey, look what I've done. Folks, we're nothing without Christ. Learn to praise God in the good times. And you might just stand a chance on praising Him in the bad times. Because the Bible says in everything give what? Thanks, for this is the will of God. Everything. Psalm 100 verse 4, we just read it. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Psalm 28 verse number 7. Psalm 28 verse number 7. How many verses are there about thankfulness? Plenty of them. You just catch a hold of one of them and we'll be all right. Psalm 28 and verse 7 says this, the Lord is my strength and my shield. So where does my strength come from? The Lord. Does my strength come from that weight room? I'm so tired of hearing men and watching men look at themselves and say they look good. You know, the only reason you think that is because you were fearfully and wonderfully made by a Savior. Amen. And yeah, your needles in your arms and them weights, they do a lot of difference, don't they? Them steroids, that weight room, that's good for you. Look, you know what the Bible says? Bodily exercise profiteth little. You know what that means? It doesn't mean don't stay healthy. It means that ain't what you should be focused on in life. If you focused on the gospel like you focused on your looks, there'd be a lot more people in heaven probably. Amen? It got really quiet or else this thing's just really loud and I couldn't hear. I said amen? Amen. Hey, listen, we got to take our eyes off ourselves. How are we ever going to be thankful to God if we don't even acknowledge that every good and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights? That's where it comes from. Every good thing we have comes from God. Nothing comes from you. You have what you have because God blessed you. And you should be thankful. Because tomorrow He could take His hand of blessing off. And you could lose everything. Amen? But if you're saved, you'd still have the Holy Ghost. Wonder how many would be thankful if we woke up and our bank accounts were empty, but we still had God. We'd be like, what am I going to do now? Ain't got no money. But I got God, so I'm rich. Because guess what? At the end of the day, I can't go to hell. Y'all hear me? I can't. Why? Because I have the Holy Ghost living and abiding within me. I got in eternal life. I got born again. Y'all with me? Praise. It means this, to express warm approval or admiration of. When's the last time you expressed approval or admiration of God? God? And here's the reality. Words will never really tell it, right? You can't say the right words. But when's the last time you thought about just admiring God? As if you would admire something that you put your hands to and completed yourself. You know, it reminds me of all the way back in the book of Genesis when Cain, the keeper of the ground, you remember him? He offered God some offerings that he was capable of offering in and of himself. But see, old Abel knew it was all about the blood. Y'all with me? And I'm going to tell you something that Abel had right that's still right today. It's still the blood that saves me from sin. Yes, it's still the blood that cleanses within. Listen to this. From the highest star in heaven to the depths of the sea, it's still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me. Hey, nothing that we've done. It's the blood. We should learn to praise Him for it and admire Him for what He's done. It means to express one's respect and gratitude towards. What are some ways that I can show praise to my Savior? Can I say this? Number one, I can pray more. If we were to go around the room and you had to ask and or answer honestly, how often do you pray? And you had to tell the truth, what would your answer be? When's the last time you talked to God about something that didn't involve you? Y'all with me? I'm talking about your prayer list. If you're at the top of it, your prayer list is upside down. Hello? Joy, J-O-Y, Jesus, others, you. Y'all know what I'm saying? When's the last time you prayed? Now, I'm not talking about God is great, God is good, let us thank Him for our food. Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. That's straight out of hell, by the way. You know why? Because the Bible teaches He's going to keep you. You don't have to ask for that. You got it if you're saved. Quit praying that. He's already kept you. If you're saved, you're kept. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. How about a prayer like that? Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me Thy great salvation so rich and free. How about a prayer like that? Don't ask Him to do something He's already told you He's done. Have more faith than that. I'm talking about praying. Communicating with God. A God who's able to save your soul. Learn to express yourself to God through prayer. Understand that despite myself, He really does care about me and my needs. That alone is a miracle. Because here's the deal. You know you better than anybody else does next to God. Y'all with me? You know exactly who you really are. You can fool people, but you can't fool yourself. And you ain't going to fool God. Amen? And despite ourselves, God still cares. To me, that is miraculous. Because I know me, Brother Waylon. I have to look at Him in the mirror every day. And the truth is, it's like this. We should start our day as, you're not worthy of anything God's given you. You should be thankful. I dare you to look at yourself tomorrow and say that in the mirror. You should be thankful. How many know that's true? Should be thankful. Also understand a lack of praise through prayer opens up a huge door for our adversary, Satan. See, when you're not communicating with God in prayer, you're allowing the devil and his forces of evil, demons, we call them demons, to attack your mind, right? David said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. How often? Every day. Paul said, I die daily. To who? His self and his wants, his desires, his thoughts, his way of living. 1 Peter 5, 7 and 8. Some scripture that every Christian ought to have memorized. 1 Peter 5, 7 and 8 says this. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Remember, the point here is understand a lack of praise through prayer opens up a huge door for our adversary. Then verse number 8 says this. Be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may, what? Devour. Folks, listen. Satan has a job to do. Is everybody all right? And he does not take days off. He works all the time. I mean, you think about this. You ever notice how when you get tired, it seems like Satan works harder? Why do you think that is? Well, it goes all the way back to the Bible. When he tempted Jesus after Jesus had fasted 40 days and nights, that's a pretty tired, wearisome time in life. You try it. Heck, I tried 40 minutes. Didn't work. Y'all with me? Satan, he doesn't play fair at all. He's not going to attack you. You know, when you're on that spiritual high, and but when you get low and weary, look, That's when he's coming in the hardest. He does not play fair. And he does not care who he takes down in your path. You know, you go ahead and get down. Mom and dad, look, you know what he'll do? He'll go after one of them babies of yours. Y'all listening? He'll go after one of them grandbabies of yours. One of them great grandbabies. He'll get you down even lower and lower. And pretty soon he'll have you believing God don't even love you. Be careful. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Good news is it's a permissible may, right? He doesn't have right to anything but what you grant him. You physically, literally, have to open up the door for him. Satan is on the look constantly for a Christian who will not pray. I said this, Satan is on the look constantly for a Christian who will not pray. You want to not be able to resist the fiery darts? Don't pray. You want to fail every time something comes up in life? Don't pray. Y'all with me? Hey, God's just a prayer away. Amen? It's amazing what prayer can do, by the way. Y'all know what I'm talking about? It is amazing. Prayer has literally changed the mind of our God. Is that true? Read your Bible. It has. Communication with Him. Satan is on the look for a Christian who will not pray. Without prayer, you are an easy target. The enemy is relentless. He's mean and shows no respect to anyone at any time. Understand, it does not matter who you are, who you think you are, what you have, what you do for a living, where you live, where you go to school. He don't care who you are. He's relentless. He's mean. He hates you. He hates your husband. He hates your wife. He hates your sons. He hates your daughters. He hates your grandbabies. He hates your great-grandbabies. He hates your aunt, your uncle, your mama, your daddy, your preacher, your church, everybody. He hates them all. But man, we spend more time serving Him than we do the Savior who gave it all. Isn't that amazing? I wonder what would happen if 100% of Christians would give 100% of their time to the Lord. I'll tell you what would happen. We don't know. But I know this. God said He's abundantly above and beyond able to do what we could ever think or ask. That's paraphrasing. But God's able with some willing vessels. The enemy's relentless. Can I say this? You open the door, the enemy's coming in. That's an invitation. Learn to trust God when you pray. Can I say this? God does nothing except in response to a believing prayer. Hello? Learn to trust God when you pray. You can praise God by getting to know the Scripture and live by what thus saith the Lord. Hebrews 4:12. Let's go there together. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 12. We can praise God through our prayer life. But we can also praise God in getting to know God's Word. After all, He's the author of it. He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hey, how are we going to get to know God? We're going to have to read His Word. That's a good way to praise Him, by the way. I think He loves it when a Christian goes in and grabs that book, that Bible, and opens it up. And before you read it, say, God, I don't know what it is that You have in here for me today, but whatever it is, I don't want to miss it. And in the name of Jesus, devil, I bind you off the study of this Word today because I know God has something for me and I want to get all of it. And God says, now that's praise. Let me just show you what I got for you today. And when you get it, you ever read the Bible and you just seem like nothing's happening? Be real. We all have done that. But man, have you ever prepped yourself before you read that Bible and God just meets with you in a mighty way that you can't explain? And you're reading and pretty soon you're wiping tears out of your eyes and you don't know what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. That book's alive. Y'all all right? That book's alive. And the Holy Spirit of God's alive within you. And He's ministering to you. And He's showing you something. He said, ask and you shall receive. Amen. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Hebrews 4:12 says this, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. I can praise God by understanding that His Word is real. Knowing God's Word and obeying His discerning Spirit is a sweet way to praise the Lord. You know that? The psalmist said this, I hide God's Word in my heart that I what? Might not sin against God. The only way I'm going to have a possibility to sin less and less and less is to hide God's Word in my heart. And not just hide it in there. Listen, the Bible says, be ye doers of the Word and not hearers only. We can hear and know all kinds of Scripture. But folks, until we decide we're going to live by the Word of God, put some action to it, what are we doing? We're missing it. 2 Timothy 3:16, you should be close there, back a couple chapters. We're talking about God's Word. 2 Timothy 3:16 says this, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is what? Profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction. So what do I do when I don't know what to do? Go to the Bible. Y'all with me? What do I do when I don't know what to do? What do I do when I need some advice? Go to the Bible. What do I do when I need some correction? Pray your grandma's not around. Go to the Bible! What do I do when I need some reproof? Go to the Bible. Why? Because that's what the Bible says it's for. How many know we need reproof? How many believe we need correction? Oh yeah. How many believe we need instruction? Yes, sir. We all need it. We need doctrine. Go to the Bible. That's what it's for. Can I say this? This is a great way to praise Him. Strive to be like Him, knowing that all the Bible is for me, and accepting the truth will cause me to naturally be more like Him. You've got to understand that that Bible is for you. Learning to trust that God's plan for your life is better than your plan. But not just trusting that, but your life, learning to trust that God's plan for your life is better than your plan and actually acting on it is a great way to praise Him. For a long time I knew the Lord wanted me to preach. But for a long time I didn't really want to preach. Why? Because the man in the mirror had better plans for himself. Y'all with me? Y'all all right? Now I believe God has something for every single one of you. Preacher used to say it like this, God has big plans for my life. Say that back to me. God has big plans for my life. There ain't a single man, woman, boy, or girl in here today that God does not have a plan for. Now it might not be the pastor, might not be the piano player, might not be the Sunday school teacher, might not be the bus worker, might not be the youth workers, might not be nursery. I don't know, but I know this. It's needful for you to fulfill the plan of God. Amen? God will use you and wants to use you, desires to use you. You say, God wants to use me? Yeah, He uses broken vessels all the time. Just take a long look right here. He uses broken people all the time. But not broken people who don't come to the right place to be fixed. Y'all all right? Look, you say, Brother Drew, No. You're never too far gone. Never too far gone. That's a lie straight out of hell. Don't believe that lie. God wants to use you. God wants to use you. Trust His plan. Trust His plan. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy what? Paths. Can I say this? It's hard to trust someone Or it's hard to praise someone that you don't trust. I said that backwards. It's hard to praise someone that you don't trust. So what are you talking about? How can you praise God if you don't trust Him? Think about that. It's hard to praise someone that you do not trust. Do you trust the Lord this morning? Do you trust the Lord this morning? You guys wait back there, okay, buddy? Do you trust the Lord this morning? Trust is like the air we breathe. When trust is present, it's not actually noticed. But when it's absent, it's very noticeable. You ever think about that? Can't see air, can you? But go in a place where there is no air. You'll notice a quick change real fast. It's kind of like trust. When distrust comes in, it'll affect everything. Heads bowed, eyes closed this morning. Miss Barb's going to come to the piano.